Hello there, gorgeous souls, and welcome to episode 203 of the Success Revolution podcast. I am your host, Gemma Banad, and this episode is titled, I Was Addicted to Mindset Work Until I Found Something Better. So if you are anything like I used to be, and you used to use the power of your mind to expand what you believed was possible and take bigger, bold actions, and then in turn expand your business to the next level of income and of impact, but you are looking for something that is so much more deeply nourishing, effective, and frankly efficient, then this episode is for you. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Banad. Okay, loves, welcome to another very special episode. Today, I really want to take you on a journey, and I want to take you on a journey back in time, and I want to share a story with you, a story of my own experience with you, that I really hope is going to support you today. My deep desire is it supports you today to see what is really possible for you so that you can really unlock the power of the energy that lives inside of you. Okay, so if you're anything like I am and have been for a long time, I mean, I have been ambitious. I've always been ambitious since I was very young. I mean, I'm an Aries, astrology sign as well. I've got a lot of Aries energy actually in my chart. So ambition is really something that's just at the core of my DNA. I consider myself quite high achieving. I like to strive for success, and I'm very proud of those things too. It's something that I really, really consider to be a positive attribute within myself. And so I've always been called to business. I've always been called to business for the opportunity that it presents, but also for the aspect of personal growth and development. It's one of my core values. It's something I'm deeply passionate about, not just helping other people with, but also for myself. So I was introduced into mindset work from a very young age. And I still remember when I was about 16 years of age and I was, you know, living, actually, I might have been a bit younger. I might have been 14 years, actually, now I think about it, because I'm just going back to the home that I was living in. And it was my childhood home, which we left when I was about 14 years old. And I remember turning on the TV on just a very nondescript, random Sunday. And all of a sudden, this man appeared on my TV. This very big, tall man with a deep voice, big teeth. And he was hosting these retreats, I believe it was. And I think retreats might have even been in Fiji, if I recall correctly. And he was doing all this work with people, talking to them about the power of their mind and changing their thoughts and being more positive and all these things. And I remember in that moment when I was first introduced to Tony Robbins, just being so enamored by this concept of really taking charge of your life and using the power of your mind. And that was a seed that was planted in me and stayed with me for many, many years. And it's something that I took through in a lot of my own work. And when I started my business back when I was 27, I think I was 27 when I first started my very first business. And I was a personal trainer. I used a lot of mindset with my coaching clients, and it was all very positive thinking mindset at that point in time. It's like, think better thoughts. Come on, you can do it. Just be positive, motivate, inspire, that sort of stuff. And I carried that through, and I always just felt that that was absolutely the be all and end all. It was just about changing your mind. And so it made so much sense that I used that as the core of my business and studied subconscious reprogramming and transformation and became very passionate about helping people to change their thoughts at a much deeper level. But I want to take you into a very personal experience that I had in early 2020 specifically. So I had been running my online business at that point for 1 year. It was February of 2020. And had incredible success. I went from zero in March of 2019 to $150,000 turnover by February 2020. So things had grown really quickly. And in December of 2019, I had made the decision to hire a marketing, messaging, and mindset mentor. And I was in session with her in about the beginning of February 2020. And I was sitting in my bedroom on my bed, actually, on Zoom, because she was over in the States. And we were having one of our weekly sessions. And we were at that point in time going through the motions of mapping out my upcoming launch for what was then called the Soulful Success Mastermind. And we were talking about various things. We were talking about the strategy of the launch. We were talking about the goals for my launch and having this really beautiful conversation. And I was, you know, being very open and honest with her. I was expressing both my desires, but also a lot of my fears. And my fears that I had around, you know, I'd already had achieved in the first year of my business $150,000, and we were setting goals for multiple six figures that year. And so I did have some, you know, yes, there was desire to like rapidly grow my business in this upcoming year, but I also had some fears that were coming up around hitting my income goals and really being able to deliver on what I was desiring and really kind of make that happen. And as we were talking, my coach at the time said to me one powerful statement that changed a lot for me in that moment. She said, "Gemma, you don't feel safe to up-level. You don't feel safe." And I remember, actually, I remember crying. I remember tears welling in my eyes because in that one moment, in that one comment, I felt so seen and also this sense of relief too. I was like, oh, that's it. That's exactly what's going on. I don't feel safe to up level. I don't feel safe to expand and grow into this next phase of my business. I had a lot of fear-based patterns, and money was absolutely amplifying a lot of those fear-based patterns too. And a lot of those fears, as I said, money was amplifying them. Those fears that were coming up were really connected around fears of being left, fears of being not taken care of, and money was really triggering those areas and asking me to look at them. Now, as I said to you, like the core of my work at that time was subconscious and conscious mindset work. And my coach was also trained in a very particular style of mindset coaching, and a very linear and I would say also very logical style of mindset coaching that was very effective. And it's a very popular form of mindset coaching too. And so she walked me through her process. She walked me through her process, and the process is like, okay, well, you know, you're thinking it's not safe. It's not safe. I'm not safe. I'm not safe to up level. I'm not safe to grow. I'm not safe to take on more money, more responsibility, all of these things. I'm not safe. You know, how does that thought make you feel? Well, it makes me feel unsafe, obviously, and scared. Okay. And when you think that thought and feel that feeling, what do you do? How do you act? Well, I don't show up. I don't do the thing, or I dim myself, or I work and push really hard, or okay. And what result does that give you? Well, it gives me exactly what I've got already. Okay. Well, it's not working for you. So what's the thought that we need to think? Well, I'm safe. I'm safe to up level. That's the thought I need to think. It's I'm safe. I'm safe. Okay. When you think I'm safe, how do you feel? Well, I feel safe. And when you feel safe, what do you do? Well, I take the action. I do the thing. I put myself out there in bigger, more bold ways. And so that was the process that I was taken through. And I was like, cool, yeah, excellent. And in that moment, I felt good. I was like, yes, I feel safe. And so I went away. I went away after that session. And I really did what I did best, okay? And I used all of the mindset strategies that I had, okay? I had constant reminders plastered all around my office. I am safe was everywhere. I put calendar alerts in my phone. And those calendar alerts would pop up every hour and they would have written in the description, I am safe. And I would chant constantly, I am safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe because I'm breathing. I'm safe because my heart's beating. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. And I did all of the mindset work. And in those moments, I felt better. And the truth is my business took off that year. It really did. We surpassed the goals that we set for my business in 2020. I really had that traditional quantum leap that everyone talks about. Those couple of years, 2019, 2020, were massive. Like I went from zero income in my business, like no business, to multiple, like almost $500,000 in 2 years in my business. But I got to November of 2020 after making multiple six figures, surpassing my income in 9 months. And my body started really sending me big messages. Messages I couldn't ignore anymore. Messages that something was off. I was definitely feeling tired and depleted. I had been pushing really hard to make sure that I was hitting my goals. Everything was happening. And what I really started to notice was that I had actually begun relying on money to actually feel safe and validated in what I was doing. I had, unbeknownst to me at the time, created a very codependent relationship with money. But in the beginning of November 2020, I realized in that moment that I could not physically keep growing at that pace. And what I also realized was that all the mindset work that I had been doing was actually just one big band-aid on top of an open wound in my nervous system. I had a nervous system that was not wired to feel safe. It wasn't wired to feel safe to grow, to hold more, to expand. And my coach, that I was referring to, and this, I just want to be very clear. My coach did a great job. She did exactly what I hired her to do. And this is no discredit to her whatsoever. But she did very, very cleverly identify that I didn't feel safe. But the problem was, is that the treatment that I was given for that was to think better feeling thoughts, which whilst it works, it generally works temporarily. My mind at that point, through all of those, it's safe to up level, it's safe to grow. My mind had led my nervous system to stretch as far as it could go. And it was actually just no longer able to hold what I had created or stretch any further at all. And I realized in that moment in November 2020 that it was actually my nervous system that was controlling my expansion, not my mind. My mind had taken me as far as it could go. And my nervous system was now chiming in and saying, you stretched me far enough, no more. And in that moment, when I realized that, I made a very important decision. I made the decision to prioritize my nervous system, to prioritize strengthening it so that I could expand it and so that my nervous system could lead my mind instead of my mind trying to lead my nervous system. I needed to expand my nervous system to expand my mind, not expand my mind to expand my nervous system. And there are the nervous system operates that way. The majority of the nerves in our nervous system actually take messages from the body to the brain. So the body and what the body is reading is actually controlling what thoughts we're thinking as opposed to the other way around. It's actually 80% of the nervous system does that. So I decided to put down the journal. Okay. I had been doing so much journaling. It was like, I didn't, as I said, like post-it notes, affirmations. I was journaling every day, rewriting my stories every single day. So I put the journal down. I stopped sticking post-it notes everywhere. I stopped chanting affirmations all the time under the full moon, the new moon, the waxing crescent. And I got into my body and I started working through all of this with my nervous system. And because of that one decision back in 2020 and the journey that I've been on for the last 2 years, I have been able to reimagine success for myself and not just create financial success, which I've been able to do in my business, but create success that feels supportive and nourishing and expansive and playful and exciting and creative and innovative and warm and calm and peaceful, all of those things, instead of pushing through my mind to feel safe, but really I was just thinking safe thoughts and not actually feeling safe at all. It was just pressure and rush and hurry and just all of this additional stress that it really was. And I've been able now to unlock the power of my nervous system so that I can unleash my inner financial flow, my inner creative flow. And the reason that I'm sharing this story with you is because it's the choice to prioritize strengthening your nervous system that unlocks nourishing business expansion and deep financial fulfillment. And dare I say, with ease. One of the most beautiful lessons that nervous system work has taught me is that when we let our body guide our mind responds so beautifully. Instead of forcing yourself to think thoughts that the body goes, you're a liar, that's not true. And that's exactly what my body was doing back in November 2020. I had chanted, I am safe enough. And my body finally said, I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you. You are not telling me the truth. Because everything in my nervous system said, you're not safe. So stop trying to tell yourself and convince yourself you are. Now, for you, it may not be that affirmation or that belief, I am safe. Maybe it's I am enough, I am worthy, I'm deserving. Maybe it's I'm safe to be seen at this next level. Whatever it is for you. But the mind can only guide the body so far, whereas the body can guide the mind to the infinite. And I was reminded of the power of this only this morning. Another small story for you, but at the time of recording this last night, I had a small triggering event happen. And that event that happened, that circumstance that happened, just triggered some old patterns. And normally, or, you know, back, if that was me, this had happened back in 2020, I've been like, okay, think the better thoughts. And I was able to tap into a nervous system practice in that moment. And as a result of that, I didn't have to force myself to think anything differently. My body guided my mind and my mind just naturally started thinking better feeling thoughts because I was already feeling better. So my mind responded to that as opposed to my mind trying to convince my body to feel better. My body felt safer, felt more peaceful, felt more open, and my mind responded easily. And that again, as I was doing my daily nervous system practice and I decided to do the Calm Cash daily practice in the pool this morning. If you haven't already downloaded the Calm Cash bundle, then the link is in the show notes for you to do that. And what you'll get is a daily 4-minute practice that you can use to begin your nervous system work, nervous system journey with me. And I actually was doing that practice because I could still feel a little bit of residual sort of energy, a bit of sort of stress energy in my body this morning. And so I got in the pool, I submerged down to the neck, and the pool is relatively cold. So I used multiple nervous system practices, and one of them was cold water therapy. And I did my Calm Cash practice in the pool. And again, same thing. I remember I went into the pool feeling a little bit of that sort of stress sort of energy, that kind of flighty sort of energy, bit of nervous sort of energy. As soon as I got into the pool and as soon as I submerged and as soon as I started the Calm Crash practice, all of a sudden, I just noticed all these thoughts just start to flood into my mind because my body was naturally feeling more regulated. And the reason why this is so relevant to you right now in this moment in time is because I know that you have a very deep desire to expand your business this year and beyond. You want to expand how much money you make. You want to expand the impact that you have, the reach, your visibility, your authority. You want to be seen as really the authority and the expert that you are. You want to expand your team, your support, your lifestyle, all of those things. And I know you've already tapped into the knowledge that in order to expand your business, you must expand you first. But you're probably unconsciously holding yourself back when it comes to expanding to that next level. And you're likely using mindset work to try and expand your mind to expand your business. But I want to tell you, it's when you expand your nervous system that your mind will expand by itself and your business will expand as a result. And this is the invitation that I have specifically for you today. If you resonate with my story, my experience of what I've shared with you about my own addiction to mindset work, and if you are serious about seeing the results for your body, for your bank account, and for your business this year, and I know that you are, because if you're in my world, you are naturally very serious about creating the impact, the income, the reach, the leadership that you want to create, then I want to invite you to go and access the Calm Cash Bundle that I've put together to begin your nervous system journey work with me. I've put the details in the show notes. I have put together a really incredible bundle, and that bundle includes my personal favorite nervous system practice that you can do every single day to help you unlock your inner financial flow so that you can unlock your outer financial flow. So you're going to get my personal 4-minute practice. I love this practice. I've been doing this practice religiously for 7 months. It is by far my favorite practice. So you're going to get access to that, a daily audio that you can listen to. It's 4 minutes long. You can listen to it anywhere. Do it anytime. You could be in the car with your partner driving and you can do this practice. Be at home. You could be on the toilet, the shower. I do this practice in the shower. You can do this practice anywhere. You'll also get access to a financial flow vision document that I have created for you to help you to tap into your vision for Calm Cash, for financial overflow, for that next level expansion in your business. So you get access to that as a bonus. And in addition to that, you get access to one additional bonus, which is a journal. It's a 4-week journal process. And there are weekly journal prompts that you can use in conjunction with the daily practice to really help you and support you to elevate your financial overflow energy and just create that beautiful supportive abundance that'll make you richly resourced to go out and do your work in the world. Okay. So all the details sit inside of the show notes. Just pop onto that link. And if this speaks to you, and as I said, you really resonate with my story and my experience, and you're serious about seeing results and working with your nervous system, then this is the best place to start for you. So I want to thank you again for being here with me for another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. I am deeply passionate about getting this message out into the world. I have been studying, exploring, experimenting with my own nervous system for the last 2.5 years. I have been trying so many different practices that feel right for me, because I know and I have experienced the power of bringing your body into the conversation when it comes to success and getting into the body, putting your journals down and getting into your body and using your body to help you and support you to really create, to really attain and sustain incredible, fulfilling success. And if you have a mission-driven business and you really want to attain and sustain next level success and expand really into your next big leap in your business with calm and consistent energy, then really working with your nervous system is the key that unlocks all of that for you. So if you've resonated with my story today, go ahead and download that. And also, if you've resonated with my story today, I would love to invite you to come on over to Instagram. Find me at I Am Gemma Bernad and just screenshot this episode or take a selfie of you listening to this episode and just share the message and just say, I resonate with this. Just type in, I resonate with this, put in the episode and just tag me in it. I am Gemma Burnett. And just let me know. Just let me know that you resonated with my story and my experience today. I hope you have an incredible day. I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope you have an incredible day wherever you are. And I really hope that this episode has served you today to be able to support you to expand your business by unlocking the power of your nervous system. Have an incredible day. I will see you for another episode really soon.